We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, you've been ghosted. Well, we're here to help out. Good date. Not heard anything back. We're going to help you figure out why. It's exactly what we're going to do with Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello, so we understand you've been ghosted by Tony. We're going to call him in just a second.
Yeah.
But first, give us a backstory. Like, how'd you guys meet and what happened?
Well, I met him through work, but not like my actual work. My coworker's boyfriend is actually friends with him, and they set us up together. You know, just like any first date, I was super hesitant to be set up, but she convinced me to go and plan this. They planned this date together for us to meet at a bar and get drinks. And I was actually pretty excited when I heard about him. And after I saw his picture, I was even more excited. Yeah. And I was like nervous about it, you know, meeting a stranger and everything, about it being like awkward. But when we met, though, it was just amazing, and it was natural. And like, we ended up staying at the bar for several hours. We had several drinks, and it was just like this super fun night. And I don't have any idea what went wrong. Did even kiss, and we had a lot of physical affection.
Wait, you said you did kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell if you said we didn't even kiss or we ended up kissing.
No, we did. Sorry. I'm so nervous because I just want to know why.
Yeah. Well, dang.
That sucks.
Hey, at least you got a kiss. Last date Audrey went on, she got a fist bump at the end of the date.
Knuckles.
Oh, well, at least I could read that.
She's like, dang, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. All right, well, let's give Tony a call. Emma has given us Tony's number, so we'll see what happened, okay? Hang on.
Hello?
Tony.
Yes.
Just want to make sure it's you. Hey, good morning, brother. Brad Booker, Audrey Allen here, Mix 94.7. We're calling for a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone. And basically what the situation is here, we're not trying to make you look bad or anything. We're calling you because Emma reached out to us. She had a lot of really nice things to say about you. She's just confused as to why you're not returning any of her calls. So we thought, well, maybe if we work this from an angle of we'll be in the middle and ask you the questions, so you'd be willing to talk to us. I hope that's the case. You got a moment for us?
Yeah, sure. That's not a problem.
So did you have a good time with Emma?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did until I didn't.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us your side of the story? Will you just take it from the beginning?
Well, how it started was that my friend actually hooked us up, and his girlfriend actually works with her. So she's the one that tried to set it up, and she showed me pictures, and then that's what kind of changed my mind, because initially I wasn't really on board. So, you know, I got excited over it naturally, but then, you know, when we met up at the bar, everything was great, but it really showed her other side when she started drinking too much, you know?
What happened?
Well, she, after a few drinks in, she started to get a little sloppy. Of course, you know, nothing surprising, but then it really started getting out of hand. I don't even think she can keep her eyes open. She was slurring her words. And it just started getting embarrassing for me and for her. And I started just to feel bad and guilty just even being with her. So I thought, what was the right thing to do? After a while, I called an Uber for her just to send her home. And I just made my way home also.
Well, she said that you guys were affectionate. Is that not true?
Well, we were, yeah. And that, of course, we were attracted to each other. I was feeling her. She was feeling me. And
literally.
Then, you know, then you could see that she was getting sloppy with it. I don't even know if she remembers everything.
Well, let's ask her. Emma, do you remember everything?
I'm so embarrassed. Yes, I am so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh. That is so crazy how two different perspectives can be about the same event.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty tipsy. I was. I mean, like I said, we had several drinks, but I didn't feel like I was that overboard. Wow.
It didn't seem like you were sloppy?
I mean, I knew I drank too much, but That is just so embarrassing. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so negative. I know. Okay. I will take this as constructive criticism, and hopefully it won't happen again. And I hope you can forgive me, Tony. I'm sorry. And if you can't, I get it. But lesson learned here. Got it.
Wow.
Girl, been there. Done worse.
Oh, trust me. We know. It's funny. Audrey comes rolling up into town like she's a...
You know what?
Linebacker. She's like, I'll drink any man under the table. I can hold my liquor. First time out, she's like, ah!
Don't be drama. I'm a tank. There was one time.
And I don't believe you.
Because I drank a lot that one time. Because in order for me to feel it, I got to drink a lot. And so I think I overestimated it that one day. But I'm talking about on dates, I've done that one before too. Not that it's like something I do on the reg, but like
it's expected, especially for someone with your body type. I'm like,
but I can outdrink my dad and my brother and like every guy usually.
Okay. Well, it's just the fact that you come rolling in, talking all that smack, and then like immediately it's like, hey, what's up, everybody?
That was an extenuating circumstance.
Okay, all right, Tony. What do you think about what Emma had to say? It was very sweet.
Well, yeah, it was actually. I'm kind of a little taken aback. I think that was really mature to respond that way. And honestly, she handled all of this pretty phenomenally. I mean, I guess. You know what? I think I'm up for it. I think I'm up for seeing her again. I don't know.
Whoa.
See, she owned it.
She owned it. Yeah, and she said she'll take it as a constructive criticism.
Important.
Not everybody can do that.
No.
And she said she's going to try better for next time, which is probably all you had ever wanted, right?
Well, yeah, that's what anyone would want, right?
Yeah.
And they said they were having a good time at first before it got to that point.
Right. So maybe just less drinks. We're going to do this again? When?
Well, you know, I have a very busy schedule, so maybe in a couple of weeks, if that's okay. I don't know.
Boom.
That would be great.
Let you guys work it out. At least we've opened up that line of communication again. Good. Well, thank you, Tony.
Well, thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.